Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. I'm Jess, your host and your favorite female empowerment coach. This is a safe space to speak about all things on mindset, relationships, business, sex, money, and life experiences. Get comfortable, get ready, and let's go. Hello and welcome back to the Jessica Pennelly podcast. How are we going? It is 26th of July. I leave for Europe on Saturday. I'm so, so excited. However, it's been an exhausting week so far in the best possible way. And in fact, my day yesterday, Tuesday, client call day, I also hosted a workshop. I had my group coaching call and it was just an amazing day of connection and breakthroughs. And I have a couple of one-on-ones that specifically do a Voxer only container. By the way, any of my one-on-one stuff, so I have one spot left for my Reclaim mentorship, 6 or 12 months, that includes calls, but I also have spots open for Voxer only container, and Voxer is very, very powerful. So don't think, oh my God, I'm not going to get on a call, I'm not going to get the results. Trust me, I have seen phenomenal results from a Voxer only container. So if that is of interest to you, definitely slide into my DMs. Also, Elevate the Mastermind, my 90-day mastermind to create a purpose-led life, regulate your nervous system, and eliminate your money mindset stress. Applications are open. And logistically, you can pay in full. There are payment plan options. You can pay a deposit and then start your payment plan in September when we begin. And Elevate it's inspired my day yesterday. And Elevate the Mastermind has definitely inspired what I'm going to speak to you about today. And before we get into it, before we also do our card pull, I did this on my Instagram story. So if you watch my Instagram stories, then you're listening to this, you'll probably remember me doing this story. But I was speaking about on my story how I love my parents, but they definitely taught me that I had to work harder for everything in life, that I had to just do more. And over the past 7 to 9 months, I have never relaxed so much. And my business has gotten to the point where I'm no longer building a business. I'm scaling a business. My bank account, it's overflowing with all the abundance that I need and abundance also in my life in different ways. My relationships are thriving. I have very deep connections. And the lifestyle I live is just incredible. And it really comes down to what Elevate is. Creating a purpose-led life, being able to regulate your nervous system, not just chill the fuck out, but regulate your nervous system to the success that you desire. And of course, money mindset. Money mindset, energy, the energetics behind money mindset needs to be taught. In fact, everything that I am going to be mentoring on in Elevate the Mastermind should be taught in schools. So heard it here first. But if you are a career girly, if you are a business owner, if you are someone that feels like you're spinning the wheels, you're frustrated, you're overwhelmed, you're unfocused, you have this fear of change, fear of success, maybe you have shame around what you want to do. Maybe you thought you would see more progress in your business, in your lifestyle, in your money by this point, but nothing is changing. Elevate is for you. And as a mastermind, it's not just group calls. It is also one-on-one support. So this is going to be, apart from my one-on-one coaching, this is going to be the most advanced high point, the touch point that you can get to me when it comes to my mentoring, my coaching around lifestyle, around mindset, around business, money, anything that resonates. It is why it is application only, because I want to see women inside of this container that are so ready to now take their life to the next level. And it's not like, let's just change our mindset. It's like, how can I actually change everything that I'm doing in my life, but be regulated when I do it? And I'm so excited for the next start date. It is September 18th. If you're listening to this, if you resonate with the things that I say on this podcast, the things that I share on my Instagram, Elevate is definitely for you. And like I was saying in my Instagram story today, I have worked less on all areas of my life over the last seven to nine months. Doesn't mean I wasn't disciplined or focused, but I did it in such a way that was able to serve me, that wasn't dysregulating, that didn't feel uninspiring, that wasn't not fun for me. And this is why Elevate is so, so special for me, and why this episode and yesterday doing so many one-on-one calls, my group call, hosting a workshop, a mini workshop here in Brisbane, I'm like, oh, just being able to live this life that I created every day, I'm so grateful. Every day I'm so grateful. And I just didn't really, you know, if you told me when I was 21 that you're going to have this business, you're going to be traveling, you're going to have so much time and money freedom, you are going to have an amazing partner and amazing relationships, I probably would have thought, oh yeah, maybe I'm going to have to work so hard for all of that. And really, you know, if anything that I teach you when it comes to this podcast, when it comes to what I share, all my free content, I just want you to know that whatever is coming to mind right now as I'm speaking, it is absolutely possible. It is absolutely something that you are able to achieve. It is absolute something that you are able to have in this lifetime. I used to be someone and I was like, oh, how cool would that be? Or maybe in another lifetime. Oh my God. I used to say that so much. Maybe in another lifetime. But honestly, this lifetime, if your life isn't inspiring, if your life isn't fun, if you aren't waking up excited, if you aren't healing your relationship with money, if you aren't waking up with peace in your heart, girl, you need to come inside, Elevate the Mastermind. So I just wanted to share that because applications are open. I cannot accept everyone because not everyone's a good fit, right? I need women, by the way. This isn't for newbies. I need women that have been doing this work, but are like, oh, I've done everything. I've done everything and it's just not sticking. It's just not working. This is for you. But I want to do card pull before we get into today, because today's episode is, yeah, inspired by Elevate. It's inspired by all the fucking amazing conversations I had yesterday in all containers. Shout out to my one-on-one clients and my group coaching call clients, because you ladies are the reason why I wake up grateful every single day. You're the reason why I'm like, oh my God, this life. You know, after my group coaching call yesterday, I was just in the DMs with all of the women actually who are part of TFC, so the Femme Club. And, you know, just watching them, it's 3 weeks in. And the changes I'm witnessing in not only physically and tangibly, but also their energy when they speak, when they workshop things, it's just incredible. I also share this quickly. One of my one-on-one clients, we both were succumbed to tears on our one-on-one call yesterday. I had goosebumps. I just had this release. I started crying. She started crying. She, you know, reached this point of regulation and neutrality in what she was working through and workshopping it. And it was just like, I have goosebumps now speaking about it. It was so amazing to watch this amazing woman workshop and regulate and neutralize herself. And that is really the aim of the game, to be neutral, to be able to get to this regulated place with your success. So just want to share that, because, and shout out to her, like, absolutely amazing one-on-one client. And I'm so excited to spend the next 12 months with her, really like diving deep into everything we have, even deeper. But think of an intention for the next 24 hours, whenever you're listening to this, think of your intention quick, hold it in your mind. I'm going to choose two cards. I'm going to face them down. Oh, these are different cards, by the way. You'll see, like, my YouTubers, you can see, right? Oh, these have fallen out. So I got these cards gifted from a friend a couple of years ago. They're so beautiful. They're called Intuition Cards by Adele Bashir. The Instagram is at The Intrinsic Way. They are so beautiful and pretty. Pink, Barbie vibes. Okay, pick a number, if I didn't say that, one or two. Hold it in your head. Whatever came up first. My number ones, this is for your intention of the next 24 hours. Oh, think big. The higher the mountain, the more amazing the view. whatever you're thinking right now, I need you to ramp that up and times it by 10 because you're not thinking big enough. I need you to go to the point of expanding your comfort zone where it scares the shit out of you and go for that. And that's a lot of, actually, it's so funny this came up, synchronicity. This was a lot of a conversation in the workshop that I held yesterday here in Brisbane. I was like, think big. Whatever you're thinking is not enough. Turn up the dial on those dreams, on those desires, and go for that. One of the girls in the group, she was 21. I'm like, at 30 now, one thing I can say is like, whatever you're thinking, make it riskier. Take that opportunity. This is the time to fail. This is the time to figure it out. But whatever you're thinking, it is not big enough. So think big for my number ones. My number twos, oh, faith. I actually have the word faith tattooed on me. Today's leap forward is tomorrow's dream come true. Take a leap of faith. Have faith in yourself. This really is just like what's screaming at me right now is like, have self-trust. And if you have none, or if you're working on it, do things every day to build self-trust, to be able to connect with yourself and have the faith in what you do. It's one of the reasons why I got it tattooed on me is like, if you hold on to the faith, you will be able to get to the other side, right? And, you know, one of the ladies on the group call last night said it perfectly, is the feeling of self-trust and faith, even though it's scary, it's like, it's so calm. And I call it the all-knowing feeling. Like, you just know, you know. And when you have that type of feeling, and I had that so much when I was like working towards starting my business, that is really the feeling you want to follow, because that, look what I've created from that type of feeling, this six-figure business, and I'm about to go travel for nearly 2 months. So number one, think big. Number two, faith. All right, let's get in to today's episode. Now, I'm going to be really, really honest with you. I have wanted to do business focus episodes for a while now, and I guess I had a bit of imposter syndrome, but I was speaking to my partner, I was speaking to my mentor, and I was saying, you know what? I'm now at the point in my business where I'm no longer building my business, I'm scaling my business. Doesn't mean that I'm not going to keep learning, doesn't mean I'm not going to keep investing in my mentor. No, of course not. But I'm now at the point, I am not like, oh my God, how do I do this? How do I do that? What's this make sense of? I am now looking at things on a bigger scale of, I've built this. It's like if you build a home, right? And you build this house and then you get like furniture that you kind of like like, but you don't love. And it's like, we're going to slowly build this forever home. And then, you know, after a year of being in it, it's like you're slowly starting to get the couch that you really want, the dining table, the art pieces, the decorative pieces, the bed that you really want. That's where I'm at now, because like, I built the home. It's nice and sturdy. It has a good foundation. I really understand myself and my place in this business and as a mentor to women across the globe. And now I'm like, all right, how do we fucking make this so great? And so when I was having these conversations and I was saying it out loud, I was like, I do know my shit. I, under 3 years, created a six-figure business. I have been able to connect with so many women. The result that I see with my women, it's not like a small percentage. It's like, I want to say 100%. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm trying to think now, and I am just so proud of what I built. And it's really been one of those things where it's like a little bit of a slow burn, but consistency. You see all these coaches that have like popped up over the past couple of years, they aren't in integrity with who they truly want to be, what they truly want to say, what they truly want to build, and they will fall off. And that's just the reality of business. You know, I'm still in a new stage of business. So new stage of business is between the years 1 to 5, right? Up to your fifth year, you're still building. I'm in my fourth year. So yes, I still recognize I'm still a new business, right? And this is why entrepreneurs quit. Like 98% of entrepreneurs quit after, I think it's like year 3. So I've gotten over that hump. But to be fair, year 3 was really, really hard for me, but that's a podcast episode for another time. And I'm just going to adjust my light because I've got shadow on my video. That didn't change anything anyway. But I was having imposter syndrome because I'm like, who am I to speak about this, you know? And I'm like, you know what? No, for the coaching I do, I'm not only a mindset mentor, I am also a business mentor. Women, about half of the women that I mentor, we speak business. We go into the logistics. Also, if you would like a podcast episode on the logistics of starting a business, like, creating, I don't know, what should I use for email? How should I create a lead magnet? Or what are the first steps in creating a social media presence? All of that stuff, definitely let me know. I can interweave that into my other podcast episodes. But today I'm going to share with you, I've written them down so I don't forget. But if you were to slide into my DMs and ask me, okay, where do I start to create a business? These are the things that I would tell you, and I would tell you honestly, and maybe some of these things you're not going to like, but these are the honest truths if I look back. And I definitely feel that I have kind of like done my time of understanding what it means to properly run a business. I was going for a walk the other day and I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, I'm my own boss. I have my own business. Actually, sorry, I lied. I wasn't going for a walk. I was driving and I was having this moment. I was like at traffic lights and I was like, wow, sometimes I forget that this life I'm living. And because as I'm driving at these traffic lights, the road that I was on, I could actually see the city. And I was like, oh my God, like imagine, I just cannot imagine myself getting up, going to this 9 to 5, sitting in the office and just like doing this on repeat for the rest of my life and just like having a boss. Like, I'm just someone like everything. Every job that I've had, I'm like, I hate listening to bosses. I'm like, don't tell me what to do. That's one of the biggest drives of becoming my own boss. I'm like, maybe it's a Gemini thing, but I'm like, no, I make my own rules. But I was driving and I was like, holy shit, like, I am just so fucking grateful I've created this. I've truly created this. And I see a lot of shit out there on the internet of, people starting businesses. It's like, I'm my own boss, I'm my own boss. And the way that they're doing it is that fucking stressed as fuck. They don't have proper systems in place. They don't know how to build the foundations. They aren't investing in themselves. They aren't doing the things that are going to move the needle. They're doing all the smaller things. And I've been there. I've been there. I've had many periods of my business, and I'm sure that there's going to be other periods where I am like that. But today, what I share with you are really things like if you were to slide into my DMs and be like, hey, Jess, how do I start with a business? This is what I'd say. So, actually, this is like a pre-introduction before my 4 points. The pre-introduction is business needs to be an extension of who you are. I was saying this yesterday. It cannot just be a byproduct, like something you like or a hobby. Most people fail at their businesses because they're treating it as a hobby. They're having a hobby mindset. Like, I'm going to show up a little bits and pieces. This is kind of fun. I did this for a few months. Like, I just slid into it, maybe more than a few months. And it's why I wasn't seeing results. My heart wasn't in like the content I was doing and showing up and selling and all of that. But you cannot have a business and call it your hobby. You cannot create a business and have it as a hobby. It needs to quite literally be an extension of you. And I mean in every aspect. The way that I live my life flows out into how I run a business, is how I mentor women, is how I do the behind the scene things, is how I create content. And a lot of people will just do it as this, like, yes, I understand a side hustle. If you have a job and you're like, okay, I'm going to stay at my job for a bit of stability and then I'm going to have this as a side hustle. Yes. However, there comes a time where you need to make that switch. You need to say to yourself, what is this, a side hustle? Because that's the energy you're putting behind this. Is this just a hobby? Is this something I have for fun? Or am I actually going to put my time, my energy, and my money into being able to create a full-blown business out of this? So the like pre-point here is business needs to be an extension of you. And if it's not, don't start a business. So if you're like, that would be fun or that looks cool, no, if it's not an extension of who you are, I promise you it is going to fail. It's something, and I've seen it time and time again, of businesses closing down or people giving up on businesses because it's just not an extension of who they want to be. Okay, so the first point that I would say is learn your why, right? There's kind of 2 points to this. Learn your why. And I know that seems like really like bro business advice, but honestly, My why has stayed the same for like 6-7 years before my business is I want to connect with as many women as possible to help them reconnect with themselves. That's my why. So every single thing that I'm doing, that I'm creating, that I'm speaking about, that I share on all my platforms needs to come back to that. How am I helping women reconnect with themselves? So you need to get very, very clear on that. Now, I just got lucky. I just thought of this one day. I don't even remember, but I know I had it written down in a journal that I have, and I've always stuck with that. Have there been different variations the way that I speak about it and the way that I see it? Yes, there have been different variations, but that is the essence of it. So you need to get really clear. What is it that you want to do? You know, who is it that you want to be? What is the business? Whether this is I should have prefaced this by saying whether you're service-based, like what I do, or whether you are product-based, it doesn't matter. You need to actually understand your why. And like I said, unless business is an extension of yourself, this is going to be very, very hard for you. Now, on that, it's just like learning, upskilling, being able to educate yourself, understanding the market, understanding who you want to be, your place in it. You can copy people for as long as you want, but you will never find your groove. You will always find it hard because you're always looking towards other people. And, you know, one of the funny things is learn, consume. You need to continue to educate yourself. But everything that is truly in alignment with you, you already know what resonates. You already know what feels good. And that's when it starts to become easy. That's when things that you learn, like there's been several theories or things that I'm like, that would be good to implement, or I want to do that. And it's so jaggedy. It's so rigid for me because it's just not in alignment with who I want to be as a business owner and a coach and a mentor. So definitely keep learning. Don't ever stop learning. Just because I'm at this point in my business where I'm scaling doesn't mean I'm going to stop learning, but it just means that I'm going to be more efficient about what I'm consuming, what I'm letting in to my awareness, and connecting that. And this is why I kind of put this as 2-in-1, connecting that to my why. Number 2, just start showing up. Start showing up. There's kind of 2 again in here. Start showing up on social media, on your stories, on your in-feed, on Reels, on TikToks, on YouTube, on a podcast, whatever. Don't ever think it. Don't ever think it. Last night in my group coaching call, I shared the first time that I ever went live. I think I've shared this on the podcast before, but I'll share it again quickly. It was before I started my business, but I remember putting my phone on a tripod, doing my hair and makeup, looking all pretty, and then waiting an hour till I pressed the live button because I was like, oh my God, like I was overthinking it. This is live. What if you fuck up? Like, what if I forget what I'm saying? Now, fast forward, I think that point was like 7 years ago, fast forward, I would rather go live because it's so much easier for me to keep talking rather than do my story, stop and start, add the captions. How funny is that, right? But you need to start somewhere. I started showing up when I was still a PT. My handle was actually JP_fitness. And I was showing up, I was sharing random things about my life. But this is probably the hardest thing for everyone. It's the 1% of messy inspired action every single day. But in this day and age, social media will build your business no matter what you do. And you just have to show up. Don't worry about the numbers. Don't worry about going viral. Like, I can't emphasize that enough. Like, yeah, it's really, really cool to have that. I've had a dozen very viral videos on my TikTok, on my Instagram, and that's awesome. But it's not an indication of how good your business is. You need to remember that. And so you just need to start showing up, connecting your pieces of content to your why, to your knowledge. Share what you love. Every time I get on my story and I share a story or a mini training or something like that, it's because I love it. I want to talk about it. It's the conversations I have with my friends, with my clients. It, again, is an extension of me. And on that, start showing up. Expect to fail. Expect to, yeah, maybe have a post flop, or maybe have, you know, stories go wrong, or, you know, the things you're doing aren't sticking and they're not working. I have failed more time in my business than I have succeeded. And that's absolutely okay. And I love that because I'm like, I get to learn from all of these failures. I get to learn exactly what didn't go right. And that is the best thing that you can do in business, is learn from the things that are not going right. Everyone wants to see these big successes, And I see so many coaches now that are like, success after success after success. Like, look at me, look at me, look at me. I promise you, to every one success that these business coaches and mindset coaches are sharing, there is about 25 failures. Like, I promise you, I've been in this industry long enough. I have enough friends that are across the globe that have an online business, enough conversations. Like, I need to do like an exposed. Let me know if you want me to do that as a podcast episode, like exposing the industry of what is actually happening behind the scenes when people are sharing their wins and failures and how they did something. Because again, I've learned so much. I've connected with everyone in the whole wide world. I connected with so many people around the globe. So I really understand what it means to fail and also what people share. And of course, you're not going to share everything. I said this to the girls last night on the group coaching is, yeah, there are certain things I don't share about my life. Certain moments I have with my partner, certain friends will never be on my story because that's, they live their life that, you know, they have their 9-to-5. They don't do social media. And you never know I have those friends or I do those types of things. You never know sometimes I'm going out to dinner or I've just had, you know, I don't know. I can't think of anything right now, but showing up means being vulnerable, means putting yourself out there and expecting that you're going to fail. And that's okay, but you keep going. It grows, it builds, the resilience. Number three, this is really, really kind of like foundational business advice, but whatever you are doing as a business, you need to solve a problem. You need to have a solution for a problem. Okay, what is the problem I'm solving? Women who are burnt out as fuck, who are disconnected from their purpose, their self-trust, themselves, who aren't making the money they want. I'm solving that problem. I'm showing women how to become regulated, how to create purpose, how to be abundant as fuck. And that's me just saying it in a very like, what's the word I'm looking for? Just overarching. But you need to get really hyper-specific. What are you actually solving? What's the problem? You can't just say, for example, for me, oh my God, I love personal development. I want to teach that. What are you teaching? There are so, in what I do specifically, there are so many different areas. In business coaches, it's not, oh, I'm just going to teach you business. No, get really, really specific. Like, what is your solution? Like, what's my problem in business? Let's do something random. Like, I don't know how to do email marketing. So you're solving that problem for me. Or, for mine, it's, let me think of something. I just got distracted because my low battery popped up. I'm just trying to get my charger. Give me one moment. Okay, there we go. I'm freaking out. Oh my God. If you're watching on YouTube now, my recording on my GarageBand has just paused. So I'm just going to wait till that's all good. Okay, we're back. My GarageBand just crashed. That's so annoying. And I lost my train of thought. Anyway, I was talking about like solving a problem, right? And so it's not just like, oh, someone has a bad mindset. That's the solution. Like, I'm going to give them a better mindset. No, you have to get specific. Again, all of these points I'm giving you, it's just like overarching of what I've seen over the past 5 to 6 years. And I want to share with you, and specifically me being in business for 4 years. In fact, you know what? When I was a personal trainer, like that was my own business as well. So there's different degrees to this, but I just want you to understand you can't just go into it because you like something. You may say, that's an extension of me. Yes, I get that, but you also need to know how to solve a problem. And then the last point, honestly, that I'm going to say, and I wish that I did sooner, and anyone who listens to the podcast know that this is true, hire someone to help you. Hire the coach. Hire someone who can specifically help you get the results that you desire. Is the coach responsible for getting you your results? No, you are responsible for doing the work. You are responsible for showing up, not just to the Zoom calls, but showing up and committing to yourself. And it is something I put off for a long, long time. And now I'm like, no way. I need the support, the accountability. I need the expansive conversations. I need someone to shine a light on my blind spots. Everyone needs that. You can think you know everything in the world. You can do all the research. You can consume all of the free masterclasses and the free Instagram live series, which what I was doing for the longest time, you know, downloading all these, like, I don't know, 1 week challenge. No. Do what you can. And if you are someone right now that you're building a business, you have a 9-to-5 job, put money aside, invest in that coach. If you're someone that is starting your business and that's your only form of income, make something work. Maybe a smaller container, a shorter container, do something, speak to the person. This is also one of the reasons why I'm like, when someone wants to invest in me, have a conversation. If your reservation is like, I don't know if I have the money, which honestly, I have never seen. I've never had a conversation with someone where they honestly do not have the money to invest in themselves. Invest. And again, this isn't about me. Maybe you're thinking of another coach that you want to invest in, and that's amazing. But how can you make it work? And this is why over the past 2 years, both of my investments for a mentor has been 5 figures. Do you need to do that? No, of course you don't. But you need to get around someone who can hold you accountable, someone who can support you, and someone who can stretch your idea of what is normal. The reason that I'm now at the point where I'm scaling and it's going very, very fast is because I've gotten around people and conversations that have showed me that is absolutely normal. So I highly, highly encourage you to invest, to do something, to make it work, to do what you can, because you are going to get there in this day and age where we have accessibility to so many different coaches that solve so many different problems. You need to do that. And what I will say, if you're like, okay, maybe I need a business coach, I would say one thing that I didn't get from my 5-figure investment last year was the support in terms of the regulation, the mindset. It was kind of really like business focus. And what I've learned personally, you need everything. You need everyone. So look for a coach that does specialize in mindset, in business. And this is one of the reasons why I work on both with my clients. This is one of the reasons why Elevate the Mastermind is suited for career or business women, right? So if that resonates, this podcast episode is resonating, I highly recommend you applying. There are payment plans, there's a deposit, you know, there's things you can do to make it work. But just leaving on my last point, it is something that is so scary that will freak you out, but it is also something that is so necessary for you to grow. It is so necessary for you to expand into your next level. And I've seen time and time again, women who are trying to do it all by themselves. I'll call myself out. I've tried to do it time and time again where I'm just doing it myself. I'm like, I've consumed enough. I know enough. I've gone to enough free masterclasses, or, you know, I did their free lead magnet or watched their YouTube video. No, having someone guide you and see your blind spots is just priceless. But I'm going to leave you with all of that. I really hope that has helped. I've enjoyed doing this type of episode. Definitely let me know. Slide into my DMs at Jess Pennelly if you want to see more business-related content. To be honest, I'm probably still going to do it because I love speaking about business. I love, you know, being in the business world and sharing what I've learned and also being really fucking honest. Like, business, I say hard. I don't mean it's like I want you to prime it like it's hard, but it is something that you need to be disciplined. You need to be focused. You need to be able to tap into those types of things. And so also let me know if you want a podcast episode on if you're in business, but you're like, oh, I just feel like dysregulated. How do I have this like nice, clean, peaceful regulation? That's something I can speak about as well. But as always, I appreciate you all. And I would love if you can please rate this podcast episode 5 stars. It really honestly means so much to me and the podcast, and it allows it to be seen by so many other people around the world, which is the goal, to help as many as you as possible. But I will speak to you in our next episode. Bye. No, don't follow up, 'cause I'm-